Before I even get into this message today, I'm going to talk to you about two encounters my wife and I recently had in this last week alone. Things are really, really moving fast. In the world, things may not be moving fast, but in the kingdom, they are moving right now. And it is amazing. Turn in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 3 for a moment. I want you to understand this part of it before we get into this. Galatians chapter 3, hallelujah, verse 16. This was one of those you'll minister with trembling. We received it trembling, we'll minister it trembling. Amen. It says, now to Abraham and his seed, say his seed, that's Isaac, that's Jacob, that's Christ, and that's you. He saith not the seed is of many, but is of one. And thy seed, say thy seed, which is Christ. So God made all these promises. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were recipient heirs of those promises. But those promises all were fulfilled in Christ. And notice what else he says, because he says they were to him. But Abraham got in on all of it. And in verse 29, the kingdom of God is all about what you know. Amen. You have to understand how this kingdom works. And when we understand what belongs to us, we'll function like we know what belongs to us. If we don't understand what belongs to us, we won't function that way. He said, if you be Christ, say that's me. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs. According to the promise. Now, well, there was a lot of promises made, but I want you to keep that in mind the whole time we read and minister today, that you are an heir of everything I'm about to say. You are an heir. It's going to be very new for you to understand you're an heir of this realm, but you're an heir. Say, I am of Christ. I am Abraham's seed. I am heir of this promise. Say heir. I'm an heir. I'm an heir. And there's a lot there. Praise God. And we just recently in the last 3 days discovered something that will without a doubt transform Anani's life for the remainder of our life here on the earth. Your life as well. That's listening to this message. So we are heirs. Say heirs. So with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Christ, LaRue. So I'm going to say it and you put your name in there. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Christ, put your name in there. Because you belong to what I'm about to say as much as Jacob belonged to it. You are a recipient heir of what I'm about to say. Amen. Let me start with this first encounter that we had about 4 or 5 days ago. Ann and I were in prayer and we were caught up into the Father's room, what I call the room of John 17:24. When we were caught up in that room of his glory, immediately I was in some type of, it looked like a king's banquet room. It was literally as large as this room, but if you could imagine couches that would fill most of this room. Not like couches you have, we and I with three of us sit on. Couches that 50, 60 people could lay on. You know, you get the impression like kings are laying on this couch with grapes and things, and then you understand. And there was this huge banquet table. And then on the back side of this room, there was these massive columns and this beautiful door. And all of a sudden, in this encounter vision, the door opened. And when the door opened, I saw immediately, because I was telling Anna, I see this, and I say, and I see a door open. And as I was about to say what I saw angels coming out that door by twos. As they would come out, half of them would go to the right and half go to the left. And they were coming out with perfect harmony. They didn't miss a step. No army in the world could march that close together with such incredible synchronicity. Just amazing. But as soon as I said, I see open door, Anna said, and I see two angels, rows of two angels coming out. And she was looking at the same thing I was looking at. And I didn't even get to say it. And I'm saying, yes, but we could feel the glory of it. And those angels continually were coming, continually through that door, continuously. They never stopped the whole time we were there. And they would break out and they would move on out from the room and move on out. I didn't quite know what I was looking at until now. I knew parts of what I was looking at, but those angels actually turned into living waters. They were carrying things. They had stuff in their hands. I knew they had governmental offices and operations and gifts and blessings, and they were all carrying something. They all had a purpose, and there was a multiple of different ones. They were all carrying something. As they were coming through the door, they were carrying this, and it turned into living waters. And I knew the two living waters, as the Bible said, half of them would flow to the Dead Sea, and half of them to the Great Sea. They turned into priestly and kingly operations. And immediately I come out of there. Every time the Lord gives me an encounter, he gives me a scripture that fulfills that encounter. Immediately I was taken to Psalms 24. And that's the psalm where the Lord, he said, the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof, all the people, they all belong to him. All the earth, the fullness, they all belong to him. He said, now who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands, pure heart. And then he said, now lift up your head, O you gates. Lift up your head, O you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? He says it twice. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O you gates. Lift up your head, O you everlasting door. Who is this King of glory? And then what he says. He says, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts. Say the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. I'm venturing to say, by the time you listen to this message, you're going to understand the Lord of hosts today. Amen. The Lord of war, Lord of hosts. Lift up your head. And I realize in that vision that the gate and the door, we were the door. And we were the gates. What's happened so much is we have asked Father God to bring the kingdom into the earth, but we didn't understand how the kingdom cometh down. And God will bring down gifts and administrations and callings, but they're all servants of the Holy Spirit wills. But what we've been after for a very long time is this anointing without measure. We want fullness. And he says, lift up your gates. That's why he said, who you ascend the hill of the Lord. You have to bring your gate up into the Father. If you don't get your gate into the Father, you're not going to have the proper roadmap to get the Father down here in fullness. And that's ultimately what we're looking for is the Father, the fullness, the weight of the kingdom, the whole inheritance of the right hand of God brought down into the earth. And that was an encounter in itself. Boy, we rode on that. Justin got a hold of that and he got up into prayer with it. We were releasing things, but that was only part of what the Lord was trying to say. The other part came Thursday. Whew, that was an awesome day. And I'm going to go ahead and share that vision, and then I'll share the revelation behind it, because that vision right there changed everything for me. All you need is a revelation to change your world. Amen. So Father, open the eyes, the understanding today is we are not alone. Man, I'll tell you what, this revelation is growing. And so Ann and I again were in prayer, went back in the same room. We were having a little bit of resistance that day, but we broke through it. And then suddenly we were in that same room and I heard the Father say to me, he says, decree thy kingdom come into the earth. And as soon as I did that, this electricity filled our room. And I'm going to let Anna come up and share what happened to her. But this electricity, like just pure electricity, filled the whole room as soon as I said it. And immediately I saw this vision of Genesis 28 of Jacob's ladder where the angels of God were ascending and descending. Now, when I'm in a vision like that, I'm partaking with what I can. But then when I come out, God will start explaining to me what happened. We knew something came down and just blew the door open. But I mean, something broke that day in an unprecedented way. We both knew it. We were like stunned. In fact, we were so stunned. I'm going to have her share what happened to her. She has this little single mattress. She prays on that. And I have this little chair I pray on. We both just laid down on that single mattress for probably an hour and a half. We couldn't move. We were just going, what happened? And I didn't really know the weight of what God was actually trying to say until I came out and he started ministering the word. But come up here, Anna, and share what happened when that breakthrough came in the atmosphere.
Okay, so as we were laying there, he was sensing within me some heaviness and like a burden. And I wasn't so aware of it because, as you know, as you've been tracking here for some time about how the Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life to the Father. You have the River Jordan. Your body is being put to death. It's intentional. You're dying with Christ in these waters. Anything that was in the flesh, any part of our carnality is deliberately being laid to a place of death. And these waters go into the Dead Sea. And with that arising, we ascend into the heavenly realms. And it is all by faith. You're in the heavenly realms. And you're brought with your soul to the royal garden that has been prepared for you. And there's a lily. There's a lily's grace that you can step into. And it is this place that you find the perfect peace truly on the inside of yourself. Everything's being done within because the kingdom of God is within. So as we were laying there and just that whole subduing of the soul, because the thoughts want to run and think about this and that and the other. And it's nowhere near like it used to be, just because of the discipline and pulling that mind in, the thoughts, and saying, shh. Come into the rest, come into the stillness, come into the quietness. And in that place, as we were laying there, we were both in this place. And he was beginning to experience through our having our oneness as husband and wife, that there were some things within my soul. And there'd been a time that was a bit trying prior to that. And I was carrying a burden for a special woman and her husband, and just some of the weights that can be attached to our soul, whether cares of the world, the worries, things that can get attached to your soul, man, that your mind doesn't really even know about. But he was picking up on this, and he's like, Anna, press through, press through, press through. And even as there was that pressing through, all of that lifted off of me. All of that lifted off. And as we were going forward and into this place that I was releasing my authority, he said, you're a warrior, press through, press through. And it was the greatest amount of persisting that I had experienced spirit within my spirit man. And as a result of that, I was beginning, and there have been other times where I could feel the power of God. It was like the dunamis, that when I would be laid out, there'd be a shaking in my legs. I've experienced it here multiple times, uncontrollable shaking because the power of God is coming upon you. But I tell you, before the Lord himself, I'd never experienced the level of raw power that was flowing through my body as a result of going in and pushing just a little bit more with my authority, with my words, with my endurance to press in beyond even that place where there had been some resistance before. Anything that may have been trying to stand between me and the Lord could no longer stay in that presence. And I am here to say that I felt so much of this power that was flowing through my body. I felt like I had all 10 of my fingers in electric sockets. And it was like he showed me, because the temple, this is our body. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's purifying the inner courtroom. So he brings us from the outer courtroom to the inner courtroom, which is the soul, and into the Holy of Holies, which is where your spirit is, where you are in your spirit engaging with the Father and the power of his love and who he is. And everything that he is emanating in you and through you. And it's like the body cannot even barely, like, it cannot even take it. It's so much power. And it was like he was showing me, because we are encased around and about, even with this flesh. It's like, it was like the sheath. We are that electric cord that goes into that light socket. It's like that light, that the socket that lights up the light within you when you're attached to the one who's pure and he is holy and he has power that is without any limitations. And I'm telling you, if you've ever had your foot, and you maybe sat on your foot, and you get up, and you feel numbness in your foot, and you start feeling that tingling in your foot. It's like, oh, it kind of tickles. It's like a tingling. But this was like times 100, times like unspeakable. I can't even describe the level of that spiritual encounter that was just flowing. It's like, think about that sheath. The sword is on the inside of you. You are the sheath. You have the sword of the Lord on the inside of you. And it's the living words of the Lord, the living Christ, all those words you're putting inside of you. And the Lord is lighting upon it and just meeting it with his holy dunamis and power and the sanctification process. And so I'm going to turn this over now. Let him.
Praise God. It was awesome. It's such a joy to have that happen. So when all that happened, I lay in there processing. All of a sudden, these revelations started coming up. And the Lord said, do you understand what's going on? And usually I said, what's going on? He started unloading what I'm going to call an inheritance that we kind of maybe knew we had. Didn't really know the fullness of it. And I'm going to share this part because this is what's happening right now. So I want you to go to Genesis 28. Everything else has been review and introduction. Glory to God. This is a resurrection message without a doubt. He's going to resurrect his church. This is a resurrection operation that we're sharing. And I know that it's going to change your life. Genesis 28 verse 10, it says, Jacob went out from Beersheba. This is very interesting that Beersheba means, bear means well, and Sheba means seven. It's, they call it the well of seven, the well of sevens. And it's like, that's where we've been drinking, the well of seven spirits of God. Amen. But then he took him to Bethel where this encounter happened. So he dreamed, verse 12, and behold, a ladder was set up in the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending, descending on it. This is what I was looking at in the middle of that encounter. I remember when I was in the middle of it, the Lord said, do you see any spirit on that ladder? Like me, devil. I'm like, no. He says, do you see any second heaven interference whatsoever on that ladder? I said, no. I saw angels ascending. I saw angels descending. And I knew it was Jacob's ladder I was looking at. And I knew God wanted, it was stretching that ladder down into the earth. He says, you've been going up for 10 years. And there's been a roadmap to go up. There's another roadmap to bring it all down. And he goes, we're laying the final roadmap to bring everything down. And when the kingdom of God starts flowing, listen, when you get a ladder set up like this, somebody right next to you can't get answered prayer. All they got to do is get up in the anointing you have. They'll pray and it'll go straight up your ladder and come straight down your ladder, and they'll get an answered prayer that they couldn't get, but they'll have it because your ladder's there. And behold, the Lord stood above it, appeared to Jacob. And he confirmed, because Isaac just got through blessing him right to the top of that chapter. And the Lord comes in and then he confirms the blessing and confirms who he is. And he said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and of Isaac. And he starts telling him what's happening. And he said, the land whither thou liest, to thee I will give it into thy seed. He's promising. When he says that seed, he's talking about through Moses. He starts talking about the promised land. See, he promised the promised land to the patriarchs. He had to fulfill his promise because he confirmed it with an oath. He confirmed it with his appearance to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And because he confirmed it, he had to take them and bring them out from Egypt and back into that promised land. Had to do it. Be aware, the Bible says, lest there be a promise being left of us of entering into our promised land, that any of us should fall short of it. And he said, in thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, spread abroad to the west, east, north, and south. Sounds like multiplication to me. And in thee, in thy seed, here it goes, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Who's he talking to? Talking to Christ, talking to you. Say, I am Abraham's seed. I am an heir of everything. God has a land. He has a promised land. He has multiplication for us. And he has the blessing. Do you guys have any idea the blessing that came upon Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? The blessing wasn't like our little blessings. Their blessing got the attention of world leaders. Kings got the attention. The blessing these men walked in is promised in this exchange that's taking place. And he says, and behold, I am, say, I am with you. And I will keep you in all the places you go until you return again to this land, and I will not leave you. Now, when God tells you he's with you, that's not you as a little Christian with a dysfunctional personality walking around saying, Christ in me, hope of glory. That's not what he's talking about when he says, I am with you. Wherever you go, everything around you is eventually going to turn to your favor. I'm going to send you to Laban. He's going to change your wages 10 times. And every time he says you can have the striped cattle, I'll give you the striped ones. And every time he says you can't have the striped ones, I'll give you everything else. And he came out one way and came out with all of Laban's goods. Because I will bless thee. I will be with you. I'll not leave you. Say, I'll not leave you. When God is with you, do you understand what he's saying here, though? What is he saying? Because what he said, he woke up from the dream. He said, whew, surely the Lord's in this place. Notice what he said. And he was afraid. He says, how dreadful, how awesome is this place? It's none other than the house of God. Something happened that day. That wasn't just a dream. God stretched heaven down over Jacob. And he was standing in the manifest presence of God. He stretched that glory down. He said, everything I'm promising, I'm with you. And not only am I with you, this host that you see ascending and descending on this ladder, they are with you. They are here to see to what I promise you today. They are going to fulfill it. I brought an army with me. And it's your army, Jacob. It's not just my army, it's yours. They are going to be with you. That's what it means, Lord of hosts of the armies of heaven. When the Lord says, I'm with you, that means not only does he step down in the manifest glory, he brings the army to work on the behalf of his promises that are in you, that are going to come through you. Well, that's great, because Jacob, good for you, Jacob. Glory to God. Do you know what happened? You go read it in Genesis 32. I'll read you the first couple, then I'll exhort what happened. But Genesis 32 verse 1 says, Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God, say the angels of God, met him. He knew who they were. He wasn't even surprised. He said this. He's what he say. He says, when Jacob saw them, he said, oh, this is God's host. This is God's host. They're with me. He wasn't recognizing why they were there, because Esau had an army of 400 men that was about to approach Jacob. And Jacob, after this encounter with the angels, see, God let him see the host again to let him know, hey, these guys are with you. Because they're about to save your life. And you don't even know it. and he forgot. And all of a sudden he hears, immediately after that, they send him word, Esau's on his way. And he's got 400 soldiers with him. Immediately, Jacob was moving in fear, said, split the camps. One of you might die, the other one might live. We got a 50-50 chance here. And he was definitely a threat. And he gets over, he says, give me an offering ready. I got to buy him off. I got to pay him off. And he was getting all this offering ready. And he's going to come out to meet him because God told him. He goes, I'm going to be with you. And he's reminding God all these promises, but he's in total fear. But he forgot that the host is there. And he's like, make it a big offering. Make it a big one. Maybe we'll, because he had to cross over the Jordan, say the Jordan. And that's where he was going to meet with Esau. And Esau come out somewhere between the time that host showed up and the time they met. When Esau showed up, he goes, what meaneth you all this offering? Hey, brother, good to see ya. Come up here, Andres. This is what Jacob, we're going to disobey the 6-foot rule. I'm Jacob. He's Esau. Praise God. Good to see ya. Jacob goes, wait a minute. You're supposed to want to kill me. Those angelic hosts intervened and turned Esau's heart and turned those soldiers' heart. By the time he got to Jacob, they were good buddies. Turned them to favor. Turn an army around for one man. Turned a 400-person army assigned against him. Turned them around. Go to John chapter 1. Remember, he spoke directly in that vision. He said, thy seed, in thy seed, Jacob, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Guess who inherits this open heaven ladder? Say open heaven ladder. Anybody ever talked about an open heaven? Why don't they last very long? Because people don't know how to construct them and they don't know how to keep them. John chapter 1, God right now is stretching a ladder out from the right hand of God down into the earth. When the ladder gets complete, there's going to be ascension and descension on a continuous basis. Ascension and descension. There's going to be an open heaven. Lift up your head, O you gates. Look here, put your hand over your heart. Say, I am a gate of the Lord. I am a gate. Man, you're going to have to get over this thing that God's just going to do it without you. He's not going to just do it without you. He's not going to arbitrarily fall out there. If he arbitrarily falls in your life and you had no knowledge of how he did that, that's a miracle. And if you just got one, I rejoice with you. And I'm going to rejoice a very long time because it's probably going to be a long time before you get another one. Because miracles are just that. They're miracles. They're arbitrary. The just does not live by miracles. The just lives by faith. I don't want a miracle. I want a ladder. I want a ladder of continuous glory all the time. I want a ladder of answered prayer every day. I want a ladder of the continuous oil that's flowing all the time. I don't want to be anointed one day and the next day not be anointed. I don't be up in the glory one day and not be in the glory the next. You never saw the Lord doing that. He was always, always in it. He was always with him. Well, that was Jesus. He said, I can do nothing of myself. I do what I see my Father doing. Can you believe this union that I have, that I am in my Father in me? Because if you can believe that, I'm come to give that to you. And everything else that belongs to it. Can I have amen? John 1. Well, let's just look at John 2. Chapter 2 is when... what happened? Turned the miracle. It was his first miracle he did. Turned the water into wine. But I'm very interested in what's happened in John 1 before the miracle started. But you ready for the continuous glory of God? Because this is the master key to bring the ladder down from heaven. When you understand what I'm about to say to you. If you can accept it, understand it, understand where it comes from, how to appropriate it, and understand it's yours, your belief system is going to be expanded in an unprecedented way. If you understand what the Lord has given us, say, John 1, verse 51, he was speaking to Nathanael. He saw him under the tree, and he told Nathanael, I saw you under the tree. And Nathanael goes, oh, you saw me under the tree. You must be the Son of God. He goes, you believe because I'm the Son of God because I saw you under a tree? He says, this is verily, verily, verse 51, I say unto you, Nathanael, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of what? Son of what? Directly fulfilling the encounter Jacob received. He said, I was the seed of that encounter. All those promises that were in that heavenly gate, that heavenly stairwell, that heavenly ladder, I am a possessor of all of it. My Father is with me. He will not leave me. My Father will multiply me into the north, south, east, and west. He'll be with me. I never understood how he could pass through trouble. Like in Nazareth, the whole city came out. Remember? They were going to throw him over the brow of the hill. Jesus, on resurrection. In Nazareth, they were going to throw him over the brow when he said, this day the anointing's upon me. I never knew how he could pass through crowds. I understand how he does that now. He was not alone. He had a host, an angelic army that accompanied him. He says, Nathanael, you're going to see from here on out, the heaven's going to open over me. He goes, every miracle you're about to see, not only is my Father with me, not only is the Holy Spirit with me, but these angels will be ascending and descending constantly upon me. Ascending and descending. Say ascending and descending. Ascending and descending. Constantly upon the Son of Man. I am an inheritor heir. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Christ. And all that the Father promised, he will continually do through me and be with me in a continuous manner. And they will not stop. You remember when they tried to kill him and Peter grabbed his sword and sliced off the ear of the servant. And he said, put up that sword. He said, they that live by the sword, you're going to die by that. He goes, I have something greater than that sword. I still don't mind having guns in my house, though. Until I get these angels in operation, I'm going to have me some guns. So don't even think I won't. Praise God. And still, we're packing here, too. Just so you know, we've got some people packing up in here. We might have some angels, and we have some other kind of angels, too. And they're carrying 45s and 40 calibers, and they're really good at what they do. Praise God. They can stop devils in their tracks. So, well, you have angels. Yeah, but until they get in operation, we have open carry. Praise God. We're in Texas. He said, you're going to see, Nathanael, you're going to get to see in the spirit what everybody else is going to see in the natural. You're going to see the governmental army the Father's given me. I'm not alone. I brought an army with me. Remember when they were going to kill him? He said, can I not now, presently, right now, call upon my Father, 12 legions of angels, and he would deliver me in 1 second flat from all of this? And he chose not to, and he died because he chose not to. In an act of substitution to give us the inheritance of the angelic army of the Lord. And then, in John chapter 3, standing in front of Nicodemus, man, he was blowing Nicodemus' head off his shoulders. Could you imagine? Nicodemus got a private counseling with the Lord, and the Lord blew his head off with revelation. He said, Nicodemus, you got to be born again. He goes, what? And then he says, if I'm talking to you about earthly things, what are you going to do when I start talking about heavenly things? For no man has, watch this, in John 3, has ascended to heaven except the Son of Man that has descended from heaven. Even, watch this, the Son of Man that is in heaven right now while I speak to you. I am the one that created the bridge. I am the ladder. I am the one with the power to merge heaven and earth. All of heaven is with me. The angelic army of hosts is with me. If you try to kill me before my time, I can call upon the angels. They already tried to throw me over the brow of the hill, and my army showed up. And I walked right through the crowd that wanted to kill me, and they didn't even know what happened. Could you imagine? He walked right through, like, wait a minute, where'd he go? The host, say the Lord of hosts, was with him. The angelic armies of heaven were with him. It says, they are ministering flames of fire sent to minister on the behalf of the heirs of salvation. And if you meditate Hebrews 1 and 2, he talks about the Son of God's estate is higher than the angels. He was made lower for the suffering of death, but then God took him all the way up. But then God took you up too. And though I know that if Gabriel walked in your room, or Mark, Michael the archangel, you'd probably want to bow to him. But if you really understand the authority structure of heaven, even Michael and Gabriel, archangels, do not possess the authority you possess with the Father. You are not only a son, but you are an heir and you are a king. And God is about to release a generation of kings in the earth. And what king doesn't have a crown? And what crown doesn't have wealth? And what crown doesn't have an army that fights on their behalf? Except we are not fighting men, flesh and blood, but the forces behind them. We are not alone anymore. And there is going to be awareness of an angelic army that has been assigned to us. But more than that, God is going to drop a ladder right down on us, because I am a heavenly gate. I am a heavenly door. I am seated. And he wants to bring that ladder right through me. I can't do the works, but I provide the ladder he walks up and down on. It's the authority of the believer to understand the Lord of the host is coming out again. And he's brought his army with him. And they are with us and for us to administrate the blessing of God, to administrate increase and divine multiplication in our ministries, to administrate healing, deliverance, and power and glory, and to minister protection. And in this hour, we're going to have a whole army. One man in the kingdom. There's a lot of angels sitting around doing nothing. You know how many visions I've heard of people that have gone up to heaven and seen angels, and they're sitting around bored because nobody ever employs them, because they don't know how? Well, God, send it to me if he gets ready. No, God wants you to build a ladder that they can come by faith up and down. Say up and down. Because if you be Christ, say about the angels, watch this, what happened? Hey, Nathaniel, you're going to see the heavens open, and the angels of heaven are going to descend and ascend upon who? Me, the Son of Man. You're going to see them ascend on me. I am the gate. They're going to be ascending and descending because I can merge heaven. The one that can merge heaven is inside of you. And the one can merge heaven if he can get you connected with heaven and get heaven connected with you by faith. If you can ascend up in the Father, God can then build a ladder downwards. And then all the riches of the glory can flow. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing, salvation, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, increase beyond increase, glory beyond glory, protection. We're going to see a level of protection in this hour we have never witnessed before. All of a sudden, I'm becoming aware that there's angels all around. The host, the Lord of hosts is with us. What did he say? The Lord of hosts, the Lord of the army, angelic armies of heaven are what? With us. Without faith, they won't work. Without your understanding, they won't work. You have little angels that protect you. But you have armies that will do the work of the kingdom through you. And I'm sitting here in worship today, and the Lord says something to me, because he's making me very aware of the angelic presence now, of these hosts of angels. I mean, Jacob just immediately saw him. Oh, that's the Lord's host. Glory to God. They're going to do a lot of stuff. The Lord said, you don't get it, do you? I'm sitting there in that seat over there, and he goes, you don't get it, do you? I'm about to release a generation of kings in the earth. And he said something to me. He said, what king doesn't have an army? What king doesn't have an army? He goes, I didn't send you out to do this alone. Why do we reduce God down to a 5-minute Bible study? Why do we reduce the kingdom of God to dead cold works when he has made such awesome things available to us? Did you get your 5-minute Bible study in today? Why have we not understood who we are? For we have been raised together with him, made to sit together with him. He says, I'm going to prepare a room for you, my Father. I'm going to come again and get you, and I'm going to bring you to where I am, and you're going to function where I function. And you're going to pray to the Father. If that's talking about heaven, why would you need to pray to him when you're in heaven? You're done. It is talking about heaven, but not the afterlife. I'm talking to somebody there. I can see you. You're stunned right now. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and it's my will that you be with me, that you can behold the glory of the Father and all that I have given to you. For all the inheritance I've laid up for you. Man, I'll tell you what, we've been after this a long time. We were up mapping out the right hand of God, mapping out the inheritance, mapping out rooms to dwell in. Lily's grace, Father's love, tree of life, throne of grace, Jordan baptism, mapping out the future of the church, the crown, the running of the white horse, mapping. But what always eluded us was the demonstration. And now I understand God is now building the descending ladder that in an army to go with it, to bring heaven down into the earth. And he spoke to me, and I saw it in a vision. He said, when I have a man with an open heaven, if you get in the vicinity of the open heaven, things start happening for you just like that, because you're in the open heaven. Some of you have been in revivals in the past where man had an open heaven. Things would happen for you that wouldn't happen anywhere else. Happen for your ministry. And some of you are trying to get back that, and God's saying, listen, you can build that yourself. There's a preacher listening to me. You were in the ministry 20 years, and you suffered a fall, and you're just getting back to the place again. You're hungry again. You just gave up for a long time, and the enemy has beat your lights out. And God says, I want you to be raised up now. I'm going to raise you up above that warfare that was assigned against you, and I want you to understand who you are, because my will has not changed for you. I think your name is John. I think it's John. Write me if that's you. I'm not sure about the name, but I just kept hearing that. But I know you're watching me because I'm very tuned into your spirit right now. As the Father's opening, the Lord of hosts, what happened with Joshua? Remember I told you we were at Gilgal? Remember I told you that was the circumcision during Passover? They celebrated it. And what's the next place? Jericho. And what happened? The manna dried up. And then what happened? We're seeing manna dry up everywhere right now. That was one system of provision. It was there. It was still flowing. But it was about to end. Because another whole system of provision was coming. One that I don't think any of us. Tina was telling me, she goes, I'm so blessed right now. I don't even get it. She says, everyone's going through stuff and I'm getting so blessed. It just keeps increasing what I do. She goes, do I just keep upping it? I said, up it, because inheritance is about to override it. And she just started dancing and breaking out. Praise God. Inheritance, my friends. God, the Lord Jesus, come out and met them as captain of the host. Sword drawn. Walked up, and Joshua didn't know who he was at first. He walked up to Jeff. He goes, are you for us or are we going to have to fight you? He goes, are you against us or for us? Am I going to have to fight you or what? And he says, no, I've come as the captain of the Lord's armies of heaven. And he came and ordained and commissioned Joshua right there. And then he sent them in to march against Jericho. You remember the story? Who do you think tore the walls down? The angels that the Lord brought. Joshua didn't see them, but they're the ones on that seventh day tore the walls of Jericho. And there were some big walls. Those were 40-foot walls, and there were two of them spaced out about 35 feet. Once you tore one down, you'd have to tear another one. That's why no one could penetrate Jericho. And he tore the wall. The angels of heaven tore the walls down. We read these stories and like, glory to God. And God is promising in our generation right now the fulfillment of this glorious exchange of these descending and ascending angelic host of heaven that was upon Jacob when God confirmed him. Christ himself inherited it. Told Nathaniel, you'll see it. Not only will angels ascend, but he goes, I ascend back and forth. And you shall ascend. And this operation will be to you. He said, are they not ministering flames of fire sent to minister on the behalf of the heirs of salvation? But we only think about them in little terms of this and this and this and this little area and this little area. Why don't we think about them in form of a full governmental army that is at our disposal that are sent to minister on the behalf of our promises? A government. An army. When that sinks in, it's going to change your life. And understanding what God has given us, an angelic army to be with us. When we start seeing them operate, we'll know. We see it in little things. We don't see it in the way God wants us to see it. The continual ascension and descension of continual oil. They're going to bring a continual glory, a continual presence, a continual fullness all the time. How about this? An open heaven wherever you go. Say an open heaven. You know what it takes to just get a place where you can just minister the word of God without, I mean, I would listen to some of my friends that have to travel around as evangelists, and they get worn out because they love it here because they said it's so easy to preach here. I wish I could just preach here all the time because they got to go plow someone's field out there because the pastors are not plowing it. It's dead. It's cold. And they got to spend a whole week plowing it. And everybody loves it, and they got to come back the next year and do the same thing again. And they do it again, and it gets old after a while. Give some of your traveling evangelists a break. It takes a lot to do what they do. They have to constantly plow someone else's field. It's time we start plowing the fields and have a continuous open heaven. But not only plow a field, but lay the revelation of the open heaven and move on. Lay the revelation of the open heaven and move on. Father, I thank you this day that the angels, that encounter, when they broke through that day 2 days ago, when they busted through that day, the Lord of hosts, it was a host of angels that are now ministering on the behalf of these promises. And they're with us. Grant us the revelation of the Lord of hosts, the angelic armies of heaven that are with us to protect us, to administrate the operations of blessing, open heavens, demonstrations, the administration of promises, the administration of the continuous oil, the ministration of the riches of the glory of the inheritance of Christ laid up in heavenly places, brought down by angelic armies, ministering on our behalf because we have a seat that's higher than theirs. We have an authority. What is man that thou art mindful of? You made him a little lower than the angels. You were made lower than the angels at the suffering of death when you died with Christ. When he raised you up, he crowned you with glory and honor. He crowned you too. You were crowned with him. And when he did, he reassigned the angelic armies under the authority of his church. They are here. They're going to be with us. They're part of his governmental operation. And some of you that's listening to me will have whole armies. One man will have whole armies assigned to them. One woman will have whole armies assigned to them. To do what God told you he would do. He'd give you whole armies. And those would come out against you. They will meet those armies. Just like Elisha said, open my servant's eyes, for they that be for us is far greater than those that be against us. Elijah had a whole army. Blinded that army. And Elijah walked him right to the king. Handed the king that army. Who does that? They had blindness on him. And Elijah said, well, let's just take him to the king's enemy. They're enemies of the king. Let's take them to the king. And he marched them right up into the city and said, now open their eyes. They'll put deaf and dumbness around people who's trying to assault you. They'll blind. They will help you in ways that are far greater than what we thought they would do. They are the administration of a government. They'll be with you to facilitate other people's prayers that don't know how to get to heaven. But they'll get connected with you that does know how to get up. And their prayers, the angels say, take that little girl's prayer right there. She don't quite have the same open heaven you do. Did you get that? That's what happens. You get open heaven. You went in there. Oh, my God, I went in there and I got healed. Why? Open heaven. Someone else's tree. You prayed in that open heaven. God took your prayers that he couldn't get through because you hadn't had the pathway yet. Not that he couldn't hear you. You don't have the pathway. You don't have the ladder rung to bring it down. It's too much stuff. You're trying to get that stuff down to the second heaven. When I'm standing there looking at that encounter, the God said, do you see a devil anywhere in this ladder? I said, no. It's stretched from the third heaven to the earth. Straight down. No interference. Well, I'm going to go do some spiritual warfare today. Why? If I've got a ladder to straight from heaven here, why am I worried about who's on the outside of the ladder? They can't affect who I am. I am an heir of this. I am joint heir to the angelic armies of heaven. The Lord of hosts has given them to us. What are we going to do with it? He's going to expand your theology today. He's going to expand who we are to get done what he wants done. You're going to have to stop being a dysfunctional little Christian. You're going to have to be a son, and then you'll be an heir. And when you're an heir, God will give you some stuff that belongs to heirs. Thank you, Father. Release. Open the eyes of understanding, Father. That the Lord of the heavenly host is with us. When he said, I am with you, he means I have come with my army and I'm with you. You're not alone. I'm here. I've got Holy Spirit with me and I've got the armies of heaven. What else do you need today? I've got it. He's with us. But if you don't get that ladder built by faith, where they can ascend freely up, and you can ascend freely up, and they can descend freely down, and you can bring it down. When you get the ladder, boom, 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 boom. When you get the ladder, it's the continuous oil all the time. That's when you don't get to sleep anymore. That's when people are pounding your doors. That's when you're at the Lord. He runs in the room, says, don't tell anybody I'm here. That's when he's got to get in the boat because the thronging multitude pushed him out into the water. That's when he's walking and the throng touched me. He said, Master, they're thronging you. They do it every day. Why? Because the angels are ascending and descending. The glory's coming out from the vessel. And we are heirs of this. Surely this is the house of God. Surely this manifested presence is the house of God. God is here. Bethel, surely this place I'm at has now become the house of God. You are the house of God. You are the temple of God. The manifest presence should make you tremble inside. I am the encasement. He lives in me. I can't do his works. I house his stuff. I'm just a house. A temple. An open heaven. What kind of temple are you? A religious, dysfunctional temple? Are you a full-age son temple? Are you a joint heir king temple? What's up in your foundation? You think God hates everybody right now? Come on. You got to get in heaven's alignment. And then those angels, they don't work with people who are in unbelief. They don't work with people like that. They don't work on the behalf of people like that. They work in behalf of people that understand who they are and what they're doing in the earth. And they're going to be with us. And our generation, and I'm closing here, of kings is going to get released. And God's going to give those kings, whole armies will be at the disposal of those kings. You won't see them, but those armies will be working all the time. The Lord, the captain of the host of the angelic armies of heaven, is with us. Glory to God forever. Seated with him in heavenly places. He said, I could not presently call upon 12 legions. He says, if you'll come to be with me where I am and my Father, I'll teach you to pray. And my Father will give you these things, and I will do this. I'll bring a whole army to be with you in the promises you carry. You can't get people to help you. God will give you some help. Because when they push the darkness out, and they open the heavens, you're going to have more people running up to you. In the last 2 days, we've had two of our very mature people. One of them had a dream. One of them had an open vision of this place being packed shoulder to shoulder. They couldn't even get through the door. And the healings and miracles were breaking out in the parking lot. And as soon as they said, I said, oh, that is the Lord of hosts speaking. Because that's an army producing the promises. And the Lord is the executive commander. And we're little kings under the big king. But we are heirs. Don't doubt that. We are heirs of a certainty. Glory to God. Let's give him glory, church.